Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Sandra Chrisman with the Knoxville Federated Garden Club, here to talk about the Garden Gala that's coming up. Sandra, thanks so much for coming in to talk with me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, for those who don't know, what is the Garden Gala?
Well, the Garden Gala is a seminar, gardening seminar. This is our 10th year. We have, every year, we call it an event, and it is. We have speakers that are garden-related, and we have vendors that are garden-related. We have food. We provide our lunch.
Very cool. And what kind of things and speakers and events and things can people expect to see when they come?
This year, as I said, is our 10th anniversary, so it is pretty special. Our speaker this year is Tova Martin. She is a garden writer and lecturer, and she is from Roxbury, Connecticut. She has written several books. Her latest book is The New Terrarium, and that book will be available for her to autograph at our gala. And she is going to be speaking. Her topics are gardening for the five senses. That will be the morning topic. And the afternoon topic is infusing the garden with personality. And at the end of our session, she will be doing a terrarium planting demonstration. So you can buy the book and get it autographed, and she'll show you how to make a terrarium. We also have Max Wheezy from Marshalltown. Max is a retired professor at the college there, and he does a delightful program on tea. He gives a short history, tells how tea was discovered. He gives a discussion of the English afternoon tea, and he has many teapots and increments that he shares with us. And he has a collection of 250 teapots.
Very exciting. Now, can you kind of touch a little bit on what it takes to plan such a big event?
A lot of work.
I'm sure.
We start in a year in advance, and getting our speakers lined up, and we have some wonderful garden club members who have their niches. And Ruth Schwanebeck is in charge of our decorations, and Robbie Evinger is in charge of our food, and Marlis Anderson and Nyla Landsberger are in charge of our vendors, and we have door prizes, and Donna Larson and Judy Fee are in charge of those. And this year we have a beautiful butterfly quilt donated by a member, Patsy Murphy. It's made by Patsy. It's beautiful. And the Peacemakers Quilt Guild have also helped with that. They've donated it to us, and that will be available at the gala. Some lucky winner at the gala. The cost of the event is $35. Our space is limited. We are having phenomenal response this year.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned that this is the 10-year anniversary. Now, how has the event evolved from when you guys first started? Has it kind of exceeded your expectations, or how does it kind of measure up to what your goals were?
Well, our goals were, in the beginning, to have something special. And I believe that each year it has been special. We have people that have come all 10 years. We really have good feedback, and it started out as a money-making project. Our garden club was organized in 1998, and it was organized by Kathy Douglas and Kathy Duggar. And our first duty was to take care of the Bessie Spohr Butterfly Garden. It was in need of attention. Mm-hmm. So we have done many things out there, and those many things cost money. And we were a new club. We didn't have a direction yet, and we didn't have a real money-making project yet, so we came up with this Garden Gala seminar program, and it has been successful. But we do an awful lot of work ourselves. We provide all of the food, and we just do a lot of work ourselves.
Sure. And who is the event catered to? What kind of people should attend?
Gardening people. People who love gardening.
Seems simple enough.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say are some of the most beneficial things that people can take away from the event?
It's a wonderful day out. You can stop by the vendors. I'll tell you a little bit about our vendors. We have B&J's Greenhouse will be there, Sunny Slope from Lighten, Hosta Hideaway in Indianola, and the other greenhouse at Indianola. Can't think of the name of it right now. We'll have a willow person selling willow, Bob Beeler's with his wire creations, and many more. So there's ample shopping for everyone, and then you get to spend the day with your friends enjoying some wonderful speakers and a wonderful lunch. So it's a great day.
And if someone wants more information on the Federated Garden Club and wants to become involved and help you guys with future events, how can they go about doing so?
Well, just contact any garden club member. Our meetings are the second Tuesday of the month. They're held at the Farm Bureau office. And I'll tell you a little bit about our programs this year. Each meeting we have a program. And this year we've had Brant Fox. He is a wholesaler out of Colfax, and he's a fun speaker, and he told us about his the new plants for 2011. Paula Winslow from the Enabling Garden at Johnston, and everyone should try to get to Johnston to see that garden because that's really special. Cynthia Haynes will be on hand next month, plant photography. Marla Mertz will be a speaker. Her topic will be spring migration and woodland wildflowers. Jim Childs from the Garden Gate magazine in Des Moines will be doing a program on garden tools. And Denny Schrock, a Meredith editor, will be doing a program all about alliums. And Tracy Spry will do a program on bird watching. And Leanna Culver, crazy for coleus. So we've got some great programs lined up, and each meeting we have a program and have our business meeting, and we have a lot of work to do with the butterfly garden. We've done lots of new things out there. Right now, our spring cleanup days, invite the public to come out April 16 and 23rd in the morning. So Brent Hanna usually brings the FFA kids out and helps us clean up. And then our garden club or in the summer and fall tour gardens, local gardens, gardens around the state, and do garden centers and have some fun that way.
Great. Now you mentioned that space is limited, so if someone wants to get involved, they have to act quick. And how can they go about doing so?
Right. They need to get their registrations in. They can call me, or they can send them to Box 645 Knoxville, Iowa, Knoxville Federated Garden Club, and the cost is $35. And I'm hoping that there will be space available for everyone.
I hope so too. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, no, I think that's it. I'm just looking forward to the garden gala.
Congratulations on having another successful event, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA KRLS.